doggone world. I've been as far as China. Worst old place I ever did see was Charleston, South Carolina.
I'm going home, won't be long. Going home as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
Well, I got my grip and trunk all packed. Ship I's gonna take her. Say goodbye to Charleston town, headed for Jamaica.
I'm going home, won't be long. Going home as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
Now Charleston folks eat alligator meat, fried with rice and potatoes. Best old eating I ever did have was monkey hips and tomatoes.
I'm going home, won't be long. Going home as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
Gonna hang around the water. Make me a living as sure as you're born. Diving after quarters.
I'm going home, won't be long. Going home as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
And when I get to Kingston town, I'm gonna find myself a carriage. Roll on down to Sally's house, make a Creole marriage.
I'm going home, won't be long. Going home as sure as you're born. I'm going home, won't be long. Got them West Indies blues.
So goodbye, dear old Charleston town. My packet sails tomorrow. Goodbye, all you dance house girls. I leave you without sorrow.
I'm going home. I'm going be home. Going home. I'm sure as you're born. I'm going home. I'm going be home. Got them West Indies blues.
I'm going home.
I'm going be home.
Going home. I'm sure as you're born. I'm going home.
I'm going be home.
Got them West Indies blues.
You are tuned to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. Hey folks, it's time for Local Folk here on Portsmouth Community Radio. I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and tonight is a special episode because it is Pledge Drive Week. And I'm going to feature a guest that many of you expressed curiosity about. And so during this Pledge Drive, I've decided to tell his story, and that him is me. And tonight, I'm going to share some music and stories that brought me to the music and community that I love so well. And just by listening, you all are participating in local folk culture. And I hope that you continue to do so by getting out there and seeing something live or buying a CD or anything like that, or calling into this pledge drive and show some appreciation for the station that allows me to be here. Actually, I don't even think there's anybody on the phones right now, but hey, if during a song, if you want to, you can call in 430-WSCA 603-430-9722 PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org. All right. Hey, I'm going to play a song for you. I think it's time to get on to my portion of local folk. I had a little bit of a technical difficulty earlier when they were playing Whiskey in the Jar, and that was Garcia and Grisham. People wonder how I got into the music, and if you hear that song Whiskey in a Jar, if you're on the true blue folky side, you're saying, oh boy, that song's trite and overplayed. And if you're me, when I was 19 years old, I say, oh man, I can't believe that one of my bands that I really like, the Grateful Dead, is playing this music with the mandolin, and it's just acoustic, and it sounds really cool, and Jerry Garcia is singing it, and I'm really digging it. And it's about whiskey, and I like Whiskey in a Jar. I mean, you know, how cool is that? Not realizing that a lot of the music that bands that I admired, like the Grateful Dead when I was younger, were actually playing a version of electric folk music in a lot of ways. I'm thinking of the songs like Ripple and so many of them, Friend of the Devil. I mean, basically that San Francisco with the Grateful Dead was a lot of basically electric folk music that had become more palatable to the ears of the regular person. And I'm going to get into that a little bit, because what I've found is that it's difficult sometimes to go ahead and accept, what's going on with traditional music. It doesn't always strike a chord instantly right off the bat. Sometimes it's something that you really need to get into. But I have to say that one of the songs that I heard when I was about, I guess it was 03, 38, 28, maybe I was 27 years old or so, I met a guy named Kevin Scanlon, and they had a band called Mama Grass. And I want to play a song that they played. I saw them at a couple of parties. I was with somebody, and I heard Mama Grass doing this song, and I said, wow, I really like that song. I wonder who plays it. It sounds like a rock song that they turned into a folk song, kind of like, or a rock band would have done that they decided to make into a bluegrass song. I don't even know the name of it, but it's such a good song that I think that I'd like to learn it so I can use it for my band. I'm forming an electric band right now. I think that I'd like to learn this song, so here is that song right now.
Come on, gather round, hear the tale I got to tell about a man whose name you know is Tom Bombadil. Walks about his forest and he dances all day long, going from place to place with a merry song.
Some might say,
if you've been going on too strong, well, hell, they'll sit you right down forever. How long? You need to think and then move on. No intentions of ever leaving his land. He knows what's beyond the trees is the worst of man. Where all the beasts run free, he stays closely by, with his woman's hand held by his side.
Some might say,
if you've been going on too strong, well, they'll sit you right down forever. How long you need to think and then move on? They'll sit you right down forever. How long you need to think and then move on?
All right, you are listening to WSCA, 106.1. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. We're in the middle of our pledge drive, and I just, this is Steve Carrigan, and I'm the host of Local Folk, and I'm on telling you a little bit about myself right now. That song that we just listened to was called Tom Bombadil, and it was a band called Mama Grass, and Kevin Scanlon was the guy that I approached and said, hey, who wrote that song? You know, I'd really like to cover it. I'm going to start a rock band for myself, and, you know, I think that it'd be great, electric. And he said, wow, that's really amazing, because I wrote that song. It's not a cover song of anything else, and this is exactly how we do it. And I said, well, if you wrote that song, then I want to play music with you. And he said, wow, that's really cool. Maybe we can get together. So we got together, and we were playing around a little bit, and basically what happened was he liked what I was doing, and I liked what he was doing, but he did say one thing, and that was, hey, if you want to sing in this band, there's somebody that I've been working with, and, you know, he's really helped my voice, and he may be able to help yours. I said, well, that's great, because I could use a little bit of help with my own voice, and that was... He gave me the guy's number. He came over and he gave me a couple voice lessons. And his name was Bruce McIntyre. And I still play music with him to this day. And he's still my mentor. And he's still my great friend. And he's still my musical partner that I play with as well. And teacher. And so many things to me. And when he came to teach me how to sing, I said, listen, I want to start this rock band, and I need to learn how to sing better. And he basically said, sure, yeah, I would love to teach you how to sing better, because I, you know all kinds of techniques for singing better, and I think that that'd be really terrific. I think that sometimes the best way to learn how to sing in a rock band or anything else is to learn some traditional songs, something without all kinds of adornment, something that's simpler, something that we can really, you know, get into the singing on and hear what exactly is going on, and learn how to sing that way. And I said, okay, you know, in order to forward my aspiring career as a rock star, I will learn a traditional song. And he said, great. Hey, we ought to figure out the right song for you to start with. And he started playing music for me. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of an example of the kind of thing that he played for me. I remember one of the first ones that he played for me was this song right here. I'm going to go into two of the different songs that he played for me and said, these might be really good to learn. And then I'm going to talk to you about why I didn't necessarily learn them right at the time. Let's see here.
Oh, you ever on the Congo River? Below, lies below. Black fever makes the white man shiver.
Below me, bunny eyes blow.
A Yankee ship came down the river.
Below, lies below.
Her mast and yards, they shone like silver.
Below me, bunny eyes blow.
Oh, blow me eyes and blow forever.
Below, lies below.
To me rollickin' randy dandy, oh.
It's goodbye to all of the girls of this town.
Way, hey, roll and go.
We've left you enough for to buy your silk gowns.
To me rollickin' randy dandy, oh.
It's goodbye to Sally, now goodbye to Sue.
Way, hey, roll and go.
And all of you other girls, farewell to you.
To me, rollickin' randy dandy, oh.
Well, we started off with a song that was by the Clancys, and it's called Congo River. And, you know, as someone who didn't really or hadn't really listened to very much folk music, the idea that the chorus of the song being blow, boys, blow, blow me, bully, boys, blow, blow me, boys, and blow forever, blow, boys, blow, was a little tough for a single guy who was aspiring to have a girlfriend or something like that. And I said, what kind of a song? In fact, I thought I found the song to be totally shocking. I said, what kind of a song is this? He goes, oh, you don't understand, you know, in the folk tradition, this is a folk song. This is a sailing song. This is a song about sailing up the Congo River. And it's a sea shanty, and man, you just don't get it. You ain't getting it. And the fact is, I didn't get it, and I wasn't sure if I ever really wanted to get it. So we moved on to one of the next songs, and it was this song. It was definitely about leaving the ladies behind and how much you miss them. But the chorus is Rollicking Randy Dandio. And I'm sitting there going, Rollicking Randy Dandio. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but it's not necessarily something that I think is something that I care to be singing all over the place, whatever, for whatever it's worth. I don't want to be singing Blow Boys Blow. I don't want to be singing Rollicking Randy Dandio. You don't understand, Steve. The Rollicking Randy Dandio is a sailor term and things like that. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, jeez, what kind of music am I getting into here with all this stuff? And so it brings me to a point that I'd like to make about traditional music, and that is that it's not always a slam dunk. It's not always somebody saying, boy, how refreshing is it that all of these layers have been peeled away and that you just have these songs that are sort of in a pure format that are sung by the people that make them, that don't, you know, that you don't need a big recording studio to make and to participate in, that you can communicate. Sometimes you listen to one of these traditional songs and you say, what is that supposed to mean? I don't even get that at all. So I finally did settle on a song, and I'm going to play it for you right now. And it turned out to be a way that people get into the music all the time. I mean, I know that back in the 60s during the folk revival of the 60s, that people were listening to the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem right away, and he is actually a local folk, Tommy Makem. And we settled on this song right here, and this was by Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy, two for the early doings, called Bower Madden.
As I come in by Bower Madden early in the morning to a fair pretty maid I chanced to meet, said I, my lass, could I walk with you? Hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, day, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, early in the morning to. She said, young man, I can't go walking early in the morning dew, for I have a love far over the ocean, and to him I will prove true. Hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, day, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, early in the morning dew. 10 years or more he's left this shore right early in the morning, but he'll return and I'll be waiting, and our love we will renew. Hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, day, hi-tum, do-tum, hi-tum, derry, early in the morning dew.
I said to myself, finally, it's a song about a guy who goes away, his girl misses him, and she comes back, and it has a nice melody. This may be something that I could actually learn, and I can appreciate the story too. I didn't understand, you know, once again, I didn't understand entirely the story. This is a story about a guy who goes away for 10 years, and he's been dreaming about his woman that he left back at home, and she's been waiting for him for 10 years, and this is back when communications were really pretty sparse, so somebody literally could wait for somebody for 10 years. He comes back basically unrecognizable to her. She's walking, and he's talking to her, and she says, I can't really walk with you because I'm waiting for my boyfriend to basically come back home, and he's going to marry me. And then he says, ta-da, I am your boyfriend, and I will marry you. And now we settle down and have children. So I said, hey, isn't that a nice story? So that is the first song, traditional song, that I ever learned. And it's the first traditional song that I ever performed live. And I performed it down at the Pressroom, Friday night Pressroom session, which I want to talk about is a huge part of my life. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But first, I need to play you a little bit of a little something about the pledge drive that's going on right now. Here we go. And that is our announcement about the pledge drive that we've got going on. I would love it if people went to WSCAFM.org, went to PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org and pledged some money and said that it was because of my program, Local Folk. I would tell you to call right now, but I'm the only one here, and I don't even know if I can pick up the phone. You're welcome to call if a song's going on. But I think the best way to do is to go online to WSCAFM.org or PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org and donate what you can. And here's an announcement about that. And I just have to talk about this for a minute. It's true. I'm sitting here. I've volunteered my time, so it's not like you're paying my paycheck. But one thing that you are doing is keeping these lights on. I'm sitting in front of a... Please, PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org. Now, this is Steve Kerrigan, a host of Local Folk, and I'm telling you, because of this is the pledge drive, I'm telling you guys a little bit about myself. And I just played a song called Bower Madden, which was a Tommy Makem and William Clancy song that, well, was recorded by them at least. And that was the first song that I ever performed down at the press room. But I have to say, I did like the music, the folk music, but I can't say that I was 100% into it. I was still just learning. I was still just getting into it. And I was also still under the direction of wanting to go and make myself a rock band. And what I did was between me and Kevin Scanlon, he played the banjo, by the way. So I said, okay, I can, you know, I like your music so much. I can have a rock band with a banjo. Why not? That sounds great. I would love to have a fusion type band. And we started playing music together and writing, but there was a song that we wrote one time when we had the time, and he said, hey, Steve, I'm going down to Tennessee to meet Doc Watson and Ralph Stanley. I think I want to go down there to a folk festival. You have this recording equipment. Why don't we hit the road? I've got this great source material recording of the Smithsonian Folkways from Hazard County, Kentucky. Why don't we go down there, and why don't we try to find some of these source people, and why don't we talk to them about music a little bit, and in the interim, and at the end, we can go to this great folk festival and meet Doc Watson and everything else. And I said, sure, I don't even know Doc Watson or anything really that much about it, but I'll certainly grab my recording stuff. Anyways, we decided to go on this trip, and lo and behold, man, we're driving all night long, and we're just starting to go giddy over the lack of sleep that we had and everything else that was going on. Kevin's a guy that really, once he gets going, he really just wants to keep going. And we were trying to find a place to stay. And as we're driving along the road and these trucks going by and everything else, you know, we start, this song starts sort of formulating in our head. And when we finally got to the first hotel that we were staying at, about 6 o'clock in the morning, we sat down, set up the recording equipment. He pulled out a fiddle that he was learning to play. It wasn't really, it definitely kept us awake. And, we came up mostly with this song right here. So Kevin and I, through the folk music, we're writing folk rock type music, and this one's called Can't Stop Thinking About You, and here it is. Right here on Portsmouth Community Radio.
Hypnosis, holy Moses, night driving destiny, yeah. I'm thinking of your loving, Lord, Lord, it's driving me, yeah. Well, I've been driving for so long, and I think I'm delirious. Well, I can't stand it, my head's been screwed on wrong, yeah. So I can't wait to get out on the road again, on the turning, fire burning, girl, you bring me higher, yeah, like the mountain to your smile, so full of desire, yeah, yeah. Well, I've been driving for so long, and I think I'm delirious. I can't stand it, my head's been screwed on wrong, yeah, so I can't wait. Oh, Holy Moses, can't stop thinking about you.
And that was the now-defunct Blind Harpers, or Steve Carrigan Project, doing the Kevin Scanlon, Steve Carrigan song called Can't Stop Thinking About You. So we were taking this folk music, and we were taking folk instrumentation, and we were putting some rock beats to it. In fact, that was Ellen Carlson from High Range who played the fiddle on that, so there's your folk element. And that was Dave Girard of Truffle playing the electric guitar on that, so there's your rock element. We were really putting it all together, and my voice training was coming from Bruce McIntyre, and my folk training was coming from a place called the Press Room. Before I get into that, I just have to say that this has been a great year for Portsmouth Community Radio. And pledge us some money! Alrighty. Listen, I have to talk to you a little bit about another way that I came to the music, and that is through the Press Room. The Press Room, this will be my plug for the for our musical calendar. On Fridays, between 4 and 8 o'clock, at the Press Room in Daniel Street in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they do a traditional music session. So if you wanted to hear any number of different types of traditional music, you could go in there. They have tunes, they have songs. Tunes don't have words. Songs do have words. They're probably about 50-50. You can go in and listen, you can get into it, and you can learn a little bit about folk music. So after I learned that there were different vernaculars and different all sorts of things in folk music and was able to finally sing a song down at the Press Room, you know, it's not something that you just walk in and do either. You need to sort of be invited to do so, and to get invited back to do so is another thing. It is an open session, so I suppose that you could, but, you know, when I used to go there, you wouldn't want to just waltz in and sit right down. There are people that sit in the same chairs every single week. They sit in the inner circle, and then people kind of circle around them, and they kind of run the show. And so to be able to sing there at all, I thought was a real honor. And Bruce McIntyre, who was my first guest here on the show, is the one that introduced me to that. And Tom Hall is the guy that wrote it. And Tom Hall is having some voice problems right now, and I don't know if he's going to be able to sing anymore, but he used to sing the song Rocky Road to Dublin, and I loved it so much I said, I think I need to learn this song, and it wound up on a CD that I had, a Clancy Brothers CD, and I'm just going to play a little bit of that, and I wound up recording this song with a band called Toad in the Road, which I could talk about in a couple minutes, but I'll give you two tastes. I'm going to call this Rocky Road to Dublin Two Ways. Here we go. Rock right here on WSCA LP Portsmouth.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, with the stout like thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs and frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turtle down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack for lullyrah. Well, in Mullingar that night, arrested limb so weary, started by daylight, me spirits blithe and airy, took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, twould set your heart a bubble and asked if I was hired, wages I require till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack the lullyrah. Well, in Dublin next arrived at heart, it's such a pity to be
my
so
started left the girls of Tuam nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, I cut the stout black thorn to banish ghost and goblin, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs and frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full lolly rah.
Well, in Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight next morning bright and early, took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking. That's the Paddy's cure whenever he's on for drinking. To see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style would set your heart a-bubbling. Asked if I were hired, wages I required, till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack full-lady-rah.
What's interesting is I've actually never played those two versions together, and I found the juxtaposition to be a little bit wrenching at first, but they're two different takes on the same song. The Clancys were really, you know, rolling right on through it at quite a clip with and adding excitement through the speed and the whistle playing and whatever else. And when I heard the song and when I first started performing the song, I noticed that A, there was a lot of words, and that B, if you were going through too fast, it was a little bit too tough to hear the exact story and to enjoy the story. So when we decided to record that song, we decided to hang back a little bit and really let the story breathe and let you have the opportunity to really experience that story. And that's something that Bruce McIntyre taught me. It was a Tom Hall song, and he used to play it with guitar as well, and he may have done it at the pace approximately that I recorded it at as well. So when you hear these songs, they can take on so many iterations, and there's so many things that can be called folk music, and they're all over the place. I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, folk music is sort of like saying classical music. I mean, there's so many things. You've got Baroque music, Renaissance music, you have Gregorian chants. There are so many different things, and it's really the same thing with traditional folk music as well. I mean, that was the same song, Rocky Road to Dublin, and the take on it is so different that it's almost as if they're different songs. And but, you know, at the time, I started to get into folk music, and there was a guy named Jeff Warner, and Jeff was on my program just a few weeks ago, and Bruce McIntyre used to play music and sing with him sometimes. And I remember I was with my old buddy Kevin, and he put in something called Steady As She Goes and started playing it. I'm just going to play a song for you. It's a maritime song, and it's one of the first times that I ever heard maritime music and said, what on earth is this? It sounded so... Jeff Warner was talking about keeping it real back way back when, and I really think that he nailed it, because I listened to this and said, this sounds incredibly authentic. This is called Paddy Lay Back, and it's performed by Jeff Warner on Steady As She Goes.
'Twas on a cold and windy
this is not Jeff Warner singing
December,
lead.
December, when all of me money it was spent, and where the hell it went I can't remember. So down to the shipping office I went. Paddy Lay Back. Taking the slack. Take a turn around the capstan, heave a paw. All about ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the Horn. Oh, well, that day there was a great demand for sailors. For the colonies and for Frisco and for France. So I joined the limey bark they called the Hotspur. And I got paralytic drunk on my advance.
You know what's funny is that when Jeff Warner was on the program, he was talking about keeping it real. And when I first heard this CD, I really thought that it was a bunch of sailors or something that were performing this, and it really intrigued me. It really got me going. It sounded very authentic to me. And what's amazing is that it's probably not really totally authentic in a lot of ways. When I listen to Jeff Warner's music, I listen to, he says that he changes it. So I'm not sure how much he changed that Paddy Lay Back, but I do know that he says that he changes it to try to fit in with what he thinks listeners can handle at this point and provide something that that is easy on people's ears right now, as opposed to maybe some old source music. So he's always trying to bring people to the music, and he's not trying to do it by creating rock music or anything like that. He's doing it by creating something that somebody like me would listen to and say, whoa, what is that? That really sounds real. And it's funny that he was talking about that to me. And one of the first recordings of traditional music that I really heard that I thought was super duper real, quote unquote, was that Paddy Lay Back. It was actually the whole Steady As She Goes, but I remember Paddy Lay Back. That's something that I would play down at the press room as well. Now, at the time that I'm learning traditional music, I'm playing with a group called the High Pucka Flying Squad, and this was a bunch of people that were in my band, the Blind Harpers, and it was sort of and it was Bruce McIntyre teaching us all how to sing a cappella music. And what would happen, and where my source always came from, really was oftentimes from learning CDs that Bruce would come up with. And basically, he'd be like, you know, I was going through a collection, and I was picking out songs that I think might be good for the High Pucka Flying Squad, and here you go, here's a learning CD. And we'd stick it in our CD player on the way home, and we'd start to listen, and we'd get all kinds of stuff. Now, High Pucka, just so you know, is a term that is, it's sort of a type of High English. It's sort of a way of speaking and also doing a play on words all at the same time. It's a way people used to speak to each other in order to amuse themselves, and it was considered a very high form of speaking called High Pucka. And it was the High Pucka Flying Squad because what we wanted to do was come up with a very appealing and high-quality piece of singing. And what we wanted to do was fly on in to any of these musical and traditional sessions that we could, bounce on in out of nowhere, blast them with two or three really great tunes or songs, because these all had words, and then fly on out. So it was the High Pucka Flying Squad. So I got my hands on one of those old learning CDs, and I'm just going to play you a little bit of some of these things. I'm going to play a little bit of a menagerie of what one of these CDs sounded like as we were going through them. The first one's called Donkey Riding by Don Civetti, and then it's going to be something Kevin Scanlon recorded called Martin Said to His Men, On the Goodnight Trail, Sussex Drinking Song. We're going to kind of go through those, and then we're just going to talk a little bit more about folk music and what's going on now and where I'm going from here, right on WSEA.
There was an ever in Quebec, launching timber on the deck, where you break your bleeding neck
and you're riding on a donkey.
Away, hey, and away we'll go, donkey riding,
way, hey, and away we'll go, riding on a donkey.
Hey, in every London town, where there's a king with a golden crown, and they all march up and down,
and we're riding on a donkey.
Away, hey, and away we'll go, donkey.
Oh, Martin said to his men, Fie, man, fie. Oh, Martin said to his men, Who's the fool now? Oh, Martin said to his men, Fill the cup and then I can. Thou hast well drunken men. Who's the fool now? I saw the man in the moon.
Fine, right on I the swing. The you beat the triangle and curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king.
On the good night trail, on the loving trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone bawling calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
Six Downs where I was bred, in rains where autumn lanes are red, where Aaron tumbles in his bed, and dusty gales go by, where branches bare on Burton Glen and Berry hills are whitening then. I drink strong ale with gentlemen, which no one can.
All right, guys, I know that those last two were songs that had harmonies in them, so in a lot of ways they were similar. But before that, I mean, I'm listening to this thing going, boy, this music is all over the place. What on earth are we listening to here? And you know what? We were listening to folk music. And you all are listening to the program called Local Folk, and I'm your host, Steve Carrigan. And in order to have this program on the air, you need to be... Well, you need to give us a call and give us a little bit of dough. How about that? You know, I mean, we're here. It costs a lot of money to keep the lights on, keep the radio flowing, and keep everything going. You're tuned in to 106.1, but you can go to PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org, And you can donate a little bit of money so that we can keep on the air, so you can keep listening to local folk. You know, I'm talking about myself tonight. I'm kind of excited, though, to go back next week to having a guest because I'm sick of myself. But anyways, I still want to share with you. And I want to just get back to this for one more minute. I have about 10 more minutes left on the air. I want to make sure that if you can go to PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org, you have the opportunity to do so, and you do. And I think that you should mention local folk. And I just want to give you guys a little bit more info about your humble host here. All those pieces were all part of a learning CD that was given to me by Bruce McIntyre in order to find songs that I liked. So a lot of people, they find source material by going out and getting a Clancy album. I was given a CD with all kinds of random stuff on it, and I'm very, very thankful for that because it really introduced me to a wide array of music, and so did things like the Press Room. Tom Hall down at the Press Room and people like that. And you know, over the years, I learned more and more music. I performed with a band called Toad in the Road, and that was some people that was, Bob and Mary. What am I talking about? Bob, Mary, Bruce McIntyre, Paul Semprini, and it was Bob and Mary Paul. I'm sorry about that. And they were part of a band called the Angel Band, and that's some people that have been featured on here a while, time and time again by different people that have come in and talked about their influences. So I was playing music with people that were influential to me as well, with Toad in the Road. And then later on, after having things like Patti Layback, like the Jeff Warners of the world, I started performing in the Portsmouth Maritime Music Festival and learned more and more maritime music, and we had a band called Great Bay Sailor, which was myself, Bruce McIntyre, and Kevin Scanlon. And I think I'm going to play you just a very short song that we had off of the Great Bay Sailor CD that we made for the Portsmouth Maritime Festival, or for any time really, just to give you an idea of what we sounded when we finally did go in and record folk music. Now, I wasn't recording rock anymore. I was pretty much a folk guy. I was either a Toad in the Road or I was part of Great Bay Sailor, depending on what time of the year it was. And this is called Sorrows of the Sailor. Not an old, old song, but certainly a good one.
Oh, the sorrows of a sailor are foreign to me. There's no life to be had on the wide rolling sea. Caught between the devil and something worse. Hung between heaven and the life on earth. Hung between heaven and the life on earth. Oh, the sorrows of the sailor are foreign to me. There's no life to be had on the wide rolling sea. Caught between the devil and something worse. Hung between heaven and the life on earth. Hung between heaven and the life on earth. Oh, the sorrows of the sailor are foreign to me. There's no life to be had on the wide rolling sea. Caught between the devil and something worse. Hung between heaven and the life on earth. Hung between heaven and the life on earth.
That was a little something from our CD. Very short one from a CD called A Piece of the Universe. So I went on for years doing this, but this didn't bring me to where I am today. And what really brought me down here today has to do with having met my wife. After having sang all this traditional music and finally given in and said, hey, I'm even going to sing Randy Dandio, what do I care? And also, I think I'm going to have all my friends are going to be 60 years old, and I'm never going to, you know, maybe I just won't get married. I'm sitting at the session at the Press Room one Friday night, and out of nowhere steps in the love of my life. I fell instantly in love with her. Her name was Elizabeth. And I would love to say that it's a total storybook thing, but unfortunately, it's not entirely. We did fall in love all the way and got married, and we have a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter named Saoirse Neve Kerrigan. But about a week afterwards, my wife had a stroke, and it was a horrible thing that happened, and you know, I hope it never befalls anybody of our listeners out there. Taught me a lot. She's still in the process of recovering, but she's doing well. And when she had this stroke, it made me realize the outpouring that I got from people made me realize that no matter what I had done, you know, to embrace or not embrace the community or be on the sort of outskirts or something like that, the community had certainly embraced me, and I realized that I had been part of this community and that it was a community of people, of good people, and of local folk. And Elizabeth had always encouraged me to make myself a radio show and to talk about something. And after this tragedy happened, I said, well, not only am I a folkie, and not only do I like to sing, and is this the direction that I'm going to go in, but I need to be a part of the community, and I need to do what I can do to help out my folk community. So now my program is Local Folk. What we do is bring people in from the local community that are great musicians from all over the place and talk to them about how their stories got started. So today, Steve Kerrigan, have shared with you a little bit how I came to be here. And next week, I will have a brand new guest, and we'll talk about how they came to be here. So tune in next week to Local Folk. And until then, this is Steve Kerrigan wishing you all the best.
Come, bonny lass, lie near me, let the brandy cheer thee, for the road from Fife to Falkirk's long and cold and wet and dreary. My trade it is a weaving in the bonny town a leaving, and we'll drink to the health of the farmers' dames who buy our cloth in the morn. For you can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads with gear, lads that'll sell you the provost order, soldiers back from the German wars, peddlers up from the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than a kye at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk. Come, Geordie, lead the ponies, for the path is steep and stony, and it's 3 long weeks from the Isle of Skye, and the beasts are thin and bony. We'll take the last of the sillers, and we'll buy ourselves a gill or two, and we'll drink to the lads who'll buy our kye in Falkirk come the morn. For you can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads with gear, lads that'll sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back from the German wars, peddlers up from the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than a kye at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk. Let me show ye, there's the town below thee, and it's best stay here in the barn at night, for the night watch doesn't know ye. My brother, he's a ploughman, and I'm for the feeling now, man. So let's drink to the price of the harvest corn in Falkirk come the morn. For you can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads with gear, lads that'll sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back from the German wars, peddlers up from the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than a kye at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk. The work of the weaver's over, likewise the days of the drover, and the ploughboy sits on his tractor now, too high to see the clover. The work, it's not so steady, but the lads are all still ready. I'd a drink to the health of the working man in Falkirk come the morn. For you can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Water, working lads and lads with gear, lads that'll sell you the provost daughter, soldiers back from the German wars, peddlers up from the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than a kye at the Tristan Fair at Falkirk.